I just like, I try to take like 10 at once and just, so it's because it's so like salad, I just like mush it up after. Because I
there's your thumbnails, everybody. What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman and Ben Razza here for AwesomeO.com, and we are back with the breakfast menu served up by BetMGM, where you can turn big plays into paydays, and you get a little bit of a bonus. If you are a new BetMGM user, all you have to do is deposit at least $10 into BetMGM using the link in the description of this video. You also have to place a bet, and it needs to be paid out in some way, winner, loser, whatever. You need the outcome. If you do all of this, you will get 3 free months of AwesomeO Plus Platinum. It takes a little bit of time to hear back from BetMGM. We just want to let you know we're on it. If you don't hear from us, support at AwesomeO.com will help you out. That will be the way to do it. Plus, a $1,000 risk-free bet upon deposit. You cannot beat it. Terms and conditions apply. Now hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live, because it is Tuesday, and Tuesday means Survivor Picks.
Certainly does. Last night was good work for Monday Night Football. We're going to keep that rolling here. Survivor each week gets a little more difficult. It'll really get harder when the buys start. I think this is one of
next week.
Yeah, last opportunities to kind of have the full menu of teams. But we were talking before, as we start every Survivor video with, the most obvious choice is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are at home against the Miami Dolphins. I think that if you were in a medium to large field pool, this would be a spot personally to avoid, even though I am very confident, like everyone else, that Tampa will ultimately win the game.
Yeah, they are very, very clearly the, well, maybe not very clearly, but they are the most likely team. They're the best team at the top. They've got the good matchup. They're at home. But there's so much future value on this team. Bears, whatever you think of the Saints, the Giants, the Colts, the Falcons, the Jets. Like, there are plenty of opportunities to use the Bucs in the future.
The Bucs are a 10.5-point favorite here at home. I think it's a pretty safe thing to say that they will have double-digit spreads multiple times for the rest of the season. So you're not missing out on the one time that you have this opportunity. We talked about that a couple weeks ago with Denver against the Jets, and that it was a different situation. So let's take the Bucs off the board, Josh. Yeah. Where are you going for your Survivor pick?
I'm not super comfortable here. I think it's open for discussion. There are 4 teams right now that have just straight odds of winning their game between 76 and 80%. The Pats, the Vikings, the Ravens, and the Cowboys. They are playing the Texans, Lions, Colts, and Giants, respectively. All of those teams have very similar future odds. So the biggest piece for me would be just seeing who's been taking. If the information is publicly available in your pool, or you just want to use consensus information, I just want to see who's being taken the most and sort of go to the opposite side. Because for me, a 76% likelihood and an 80% likelihood are the same. But if New England is 5 times as owned as Dallas, then I just want to go to Dallas. If I'm looking at it right now on the surface, the team that I like the most is probably Baltimore against Indy. They do have some future value. At Pittsburgh is probably going to look pretty good. Home against Pittsburgh in the final week of the season is going to look pretty good. But if I'm looking at everybody here, I think Baltimore is my play.
I have no problem with Baltimore. I'd rather target them out of the division. I think those divisional games are just very difficult, against teams, even though I think they're significantly better than the Bengals and the Steelers. I wouldn't want to mess around with that. So I have no problem. You mentioned there were 4 games, then you dug into 3 of them. I'm going to the other one. I think that Detroit is kind of down there with Houston, and we're going to see that slowly but surely. Minnesota's had some really difficult games. They haven't started great by any stretch, but they're at home here. They're a touchdown favorite. And the thing that I want to talk about, Detroit's secondary is just non-existent. They are dead last in the entire league in passing yards allowed per attempt, 9.8. Say what you want about Kirk Cousins, but he has been pretty damn good to start the season. Dalvin Cook's a little banged up, but whether he's going or Madison or a combination of both, they're going to move the ball. The Vikings cannot afford to lose games like this at home. There is no margin for error. Divisional game makes me a little nervous, but I feel good about getting rid of Minnesota. They're not a long-term hold. And when I think about their schedule, home to Detroit, probably the best opportunity to do that. So with the Texans, with some of these other teams drawing some interest, give me the Vikings this week to get it done, survive in advance.
I'm more than happy with it. Like I said, I think there are four, potentially five options if you want to try to take Arizona against San Francisco, depending on what the status is going to be there. No? Trey Lance guy?
I think that's wildly unnecessary. You're burning a great team against a division opponent. That's a tough spot.
Yeah, it wouldn't be my goal, but they've got Houston coming up in week 7, so I wouldn't want to go too crazy for that one. But I also think they're just a favorite that's in play as well. I would rather get to New England, Minnesota, Baltimore, or Dallas before them.
Let me ask you this before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Four teams you mentioned. If you had to pick one that's the most in danger of losing, who do you think it would be?
But the sum of their win percentages is 309. So, like, one of those teams is expected to lose. All right, so New England is not losing at Houston.
Okay.
That's just not happening. I would not be surprised at all if Dallas lost to the Giants.
That would be
interdivision game. That seems fine to me. Minnesota losing to Detroit at home would be pretty wild, I think. I don't really see a scenario where Baltimore loses to Indy. So Dallas against the Giants. Dallas losing to the Giants would be the one where no one's going to look at that and be like, oh, shit, the Giants lost. Or the Giants beat Dallas, who could have seen two divisional teams that play twice a year, every year for 40 years, doing weird stuff. So that's the answer.
I'd agree. Don't think it's going to happen, but that's the one. The Giants, I don't really know what to expect from them week in, week out. Dallas looks pretty good, but again, as you mentioned, of course, the favorites, they go down at times. That's why you got to be careful. That's why you want to subscribe. We got articles dropping on the Survivor side and certainly more content here at Awesome Odds. So for me, for Josh, for everything, good luck in Survivor. Talk to you guys soon.